we present 30 Minutes Worth. And here's the man who's going to help you make the most of the next half hour, Harry Worth.
Ah, thank you. Very kind of you, and it's lovely to be here. Now, life begins at 40. If life begins at 40, what is it that ends at 39? Two can live as cheaply as one. In this day and age, impossible. One can't live as cheaply as one. And in conclusion, when the cat's away, don't worry. You'll have more milk for your cornflakes. Where is all this leading to? I'll show you. If there's a knock on your door, be careful. It may not be opportunity, as I found out yesterday. Is that you, Gladys?
Sorry I'm late, Harry. I had a bit of trouble with the bus.
Now, what sort of trouble?
I missed it. And I wanted to make an early start on this kitchen.
Well, I've already made an early start for you. I've rearranged the food cupboard.
Oh, good. Just for that, I'll make a nice cup of tea.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's funny. The tea bags have disappeared.
Yes, I should have told you. They're in the bottom cupboard now.
Oh, whereabouts? I can't see them.
They are in a cocoa tin. The one marked sugar.
Have you got today's paper, Harry?
Here you are, Gladys.
Now, what's your star sign?
Pardon?
In what area of the celestial heavens were you born?
Barnsley.
What date?
September the 3rd. Quite a historic day, Gladys.
Yes, the day war broke out.
No, the day Uncle Arthur got out.
What are you talking about?
Uncle Arthur. He went to prison for something he did not do.
Oh, what didn't he do?
He didn't run fast enough.
Oh, stop messing me about, Harry. Now, here. Today, there will be something new afoot.
Well, he's right there. I'm wearing new shoes.
Oh, well, if you're going to make fun of it, I'll go and vacuum the hall.
I wonder who that can be. It might be the plumber about the drains.
Hello, dear.
Good morning.
Here I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. You're there all right.
Do I look like what you might have thought I might look like? That is, if you ever thought what I might look like.
You know, I couldn't have put that better myself. Tell me, what are you talking about?
Am I what you were expecting?
But no, not really. I was expecting a man to do the drains.
Sorry?
Look, if you're selling makeup, I'm a bit too old for it. I stopped plucking my eyebrows years ago.
Oh, you're cute. Anyway, now I'm here. Aren't you going to ask me what kind of trip I've had?
Well, if that's what you want me to ask, I will. What kind of a trip did you have?
Don't ask me. It was awful. I had this family sitting by me on the plane. The parents were arguing. The kids were crying. It was horrendous. But now I'm here, I can forget all that for 6 weeks and relax. What time does Peregrine get home from the stock exchange, Mr. Barrington Smythe?
Can we start again? I lost you while the kids were crying.
I said, what time do you expect Peregrine home from the stock exchange?
Are you all right, Harry?
Oh, you must be Mrs. Barrington Smythe. I'm Shelley, and it's lovely to meet you both. It's the first time I've ever met a real live lord and lady.
Just a minute. I'm no lord.
And I'm certainly no lady. Well, not that kind anyway. For your information, young lady, we are not married.
Oh, I get it. Look, there's no need to be embarrassed. I'm a modern girl. I understand these things happen. Even in little old England. Don't be ashamed.
Okay, not ashamed, young woman.
And neither am I, Gladys.
What I am trying to tell you is that we, that is, him and me, are not husband and wife.
Or even wife and husband.
Oh, I see. You're not Peregrine's parents. I should have realized. They'll be at the Stately home. I've got it. You'll be Jevons the butler.
Oh, does he look like a butler?
Yes, do I look like a butler?
He's never butled in his life. He's Harry.
Of course, Peregrine's chauffeur. He told me all about his three Rolls Royces.
I've had enough of this. Are you a decoy?
Pardon me?
A decoy. It's a plastic duck.
Oh, keeping us talking at the back while your partner in crime burgles us at the front.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Well, that makes two of us.
Correction, Gladys. It makes three of us.
Look, I'm Shelley. Mm-hmm. Peregrine must have told you about me. We practically live together in the States.
I should go back to the dusting, Gladys. I think this is going to be a bit sordid.
Look, what are you doing here? Why have you got two big suitcases and who the ex-Peregrine?
Peregrine Barrington Smythe. He lives here. This is his townhouse, and I'm staying with him for 6 weeks.
Well, you've obviously got the wrong address.
Oh, I haven't. I have it right here, written in his own fair hand on the back of this restaurant bill. Gosh. What a romantic evening that was. It was his last night in America. He said, Shelley, tonight money is no object. Have anything you want. I ordered the most expensive champagne. We had caviar and lobster. Oh, it was wonderful. And then, just after the third glass of vintage port, the funniest thing happened. Peregrine discovered his wallet had been stolen. Had his pocket picked, I guess. So I had to pay the bill. Isn't that funny? I mean, it wasn't funny for Peregrine because his air tickets were in the wallet. Anyway, I said, Peregrine, I'll lend you the money for your flight back to England.
And he said, Shelley, I'll pay you back when you come over to stay with me.
Right.
And he wrote his address on the back of the restaurant bill.
Absolutely. He said, come over anytime you like.
And that's why you're here.
That's right.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Lady Gladys?
I'm 6 weeks ahead of you, Lord Harry.
Do you know, Shelley, I think it would be a good idea if you came in, had a cup of tea.
Oh, I just love the way you English people say that.
Gladys.
I know, Harry. The bottom shelf in a cocoa tin marked sugar.
This tea is delicious. And is this cup and saucer real, genuine china?
It's bone china, dear.
How on earth do they make such beautiful cups out of bone?
Do you know, I never thought of that. How do they do it, Gladys?
Are you sure you two aren't related?
Anyway, Shelley, you were saying you met this Peregrine chap in Sacramento.
Yeah. I was traveling with my parents to Los Angeles on a greyhound.
Really? It must have been a very big greyhound.
It's a bus, Harry.
52-seater with air conditioning. Anyway, that's where I met him. And he was so generous. He said, why don't I take you all out for dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Oh, and did he?
He certainly did.
And did he pay?
Well, he would have done if my father hadn't beaten him to it. The next day, he took us out to lunch at the Beverly Wiltshire.
And did he pay for that?
Well, he would have done, but he suddenly realized he hadn't cashed his traveler's check.
And so your father paid again?
Yeah.
So, where did his generosity come in?
Well, that night, he booked seats for all of us to a wonderful concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Very thoughtful. And, of course, he paid for that.
Well,
he would have done.
But would you believe his credit card had just expired?
Yes, I would.
Fortunately, none of my father's 15 credit cards had expired.
So your father paid again?
Yeah.
Did this Peregrine pay for anything?
Oh, yeah, certainly. The very next day, he bought coffee and donuts. Well, only one donut, actually.
One? Wasn't he hungry?
Oh, yeah. Donut. It just never dawned on me at the time that he was a con man.
Well, Shelley, you're not the first, and you won't be the last.
But But he was so convincing.
They are.
He had photos of his parents' stately home. It was beautiful.
Don't tell me. It was Buckingham Palace.
Oh, Harry. Please, I'm not that dumb. I do have a brain. It was called Hampton Court. They have a lovely garden.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Shelley. Much as I sympathize with you, you've only yourself to blame. You've been too trusting.
Exactly.
You fell for the fatal charms of this charlatan.
I thought his name was Peregrine.
I've been stupid. I believed everything he said. I even lent him money to buy me a present.
Well, what did you buy for yourself?
I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. Oh, haven't I been a fool?
Well, Shelley, they say there's no fool like an old fool except a young fool. But the young fool is first to grow up and be an old fool. To realize what a fool he was when he was a young fool. And I should know.
Your best plan is to forget him. Go back home and forget all about him.
No, Gladys. Justice must be done. This poor, defenseless girl has been wronged. Somewhere lurking in the underworld, waiting to pounce again, is Peregrine Barrington Smythe.
And I bet that's a nom de plume.
Yes, it could also be a false name. No, Shelley, we have got to go to the police.
The police?
The police, the long arm of the British law. Noted for their diligence, fair play, and courtesy.
Mitchell Street Police Station. What is it now, Cunliffe? Lost your flipping helmet? You're like a big soft kid. No, I won't send the panda car to bring you back. I don't care if somebody has pinched your bike. Pinch somebody else's. There's somebody coming in and I'm on my own here. Now, goodbye and find your helmet. Oh, good morning. Oh, it's you again, Mr. Worth.
It is me, Constable.
Sergeant.
Sergeant. I keep calling you Constable, don't I?
You do, Percy.
Harry.
Snap. Anyway, what is it this time, Mr. Worth? I hope you're not going to send us on another of your wild goose chases.
Look, I'm very sorry about that last little upset, but I've been watching the news on television, and the man I saw in the cozy cafe the next day fitted the picture of that escaped bullion robber to perfection.
Yes, I remember. We surrounded the building, you know.
I do indeed.
140 men from two other divisions.
Yes, you told me.
6 panda cars, 4 motorcycles and an armor-plated police van.
Don't rub it in.
And who did your suspect turn out to be?
The Deputy Chief Constable.
Exactly. 50 years of age, short back and sides and clean shaven.
Yes.
The picture you saw on telly was of a man in his 20s, long curly hair and a beard.
Yes, but they both wore glasses.
What do you want, Mr. Worth?
Does the name Peregrine Barrington Smythe mean anything to you?
Get out, Mr. Worth. Leave me alone.
I want you to find somebody for me.
Marriage Bureau down the road.
Look, Sergeant, this is serious. This Barrington Smythe is a confidence trickster who has swindled a young American lady out of a great deal of money.
Are you sure this isn't another figment of your fertile imagination, Mr. Worth?
She's at my house now being comforted by my cleaning lady.
All right. What's her name?
Gladys Marshall.
Address?
15 Cemetery Road.
And what state is that in?
Terrible. Do you know there is litter everywhere?
What state in America?
Cemetery Road is not in America. It's just round the corner. Really, Sergeant, I thought you would have known that.
Just give me her address.
All right. 29 East 52nd Street.
29 East 52nd Street.
Or was it 52? He... 29th Street.
52 East 29th.
No, don't write that down. I was right the first time.
29 East 52nd Street.
Or was it West 52nd Street? Anyway, does it matter? It doesn't, because she's not there. She's at my house.
I'll just put America. And you say this girl has been swindled by this Barrington Smythe fella.
So she tells me.
Are you capable of giving me a description?
About 23, blue eyes.
Blue eyes?
Blonde hair.
pink lipstick. I think she wears false eyelashes.
I want a description of Barrington Smythe.
Well, it's no use asking me. I've never met the man.
Look, Mr. Worth, you've come here wanting me to find somebody.
Correct.
There are over 50 million people in this country, Mr. Worth.
Yes, but they're not all men, are they? I think you'll agree that does narrow it down a bit.
It does indeed, Mr. Worth. But even so, it's rather like looking for a needle in a haystack. Mm. To find anyone, Mr. Worth, we need a description so that we can build up an identity picture. I have all the equipment at my disposal. All I need is a description.
Can I borrow your phone?
Well, help yourself.
This won't take a second. I'll speak to Shelley. You stand by with your eyes, ears, and noses. Hello, Gladys. Yeah. Would you put Shelley on? Thank you. Hello, Shelley. Shelley, can you give me a description of Peregrine? What do you want first, Sergeant?
Shape of face.
Shape of face, Shelley. Oval.
Hair.
Hair. Yes.
Yes, what?
He has some.
Is it long, short, or medium?
Is it long, short? Sorry, Shelley, I beg your pardon. Is it long, short, or medium? Short.
Eyes, and don't say two.
Eyes. And Shelley, don't say two. Brown.
Nose.
Nose. Roman.
Lips.
Lips. Kissable.
Chin.
Chin. Pointed.
Good.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you. I won't be long. Well, Sergeant, tell me, do you think you can get him?
I think we've got him, Mr. Worth.
What do you mean?
It's the Deputy Chief Constable again.
It's me, Gladys.
Oh, Harry, where have you been? It's 2 hours since you phoned and said you wouldn't be long.
I know, Gladys, but while I was on the bus, I saw this man who fitted the description perfectly. So I got off the bus and followed him. And he did something very suspicious, Gladys. He went into a lady's underwear shop.
No.
Yes, not a place frequented by men, I thought. So, I waited on the other side of the road and waited and waited.
And what happened?
I got arrested for loitering.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Gladys. As soon as the sergeant saw it was me, he told the arresting constable to take me home. Didn't exactly use those words.
Well, what about the man in the underwear shop?
Well, apparently she was the owner.
Oh.
Anyway, where's Shelley?
Well, we had a long talk, you know, woman to woman, and she's decided to make the best of a bad experience, forget this Peregrine fella, and go back home.
And very wise.
Yes, so she went into town to get herself an air ticket and see when the first available flight is.
The poor thing, you know, I do feel sorry for her.
Oh, so do I, Harry.
That'll be Shelley.
Oh, it might not be. There's a woman calling back to interview you. Market research or something.
Well, she'd be wasting her time here. We haven't got a market.
Oh, come in, dear. This is Mr. Worth.
Yeah, good afternoon. Now, is it madam or miss?
Miss.
Pardon?
I'm a miss.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, how can I help you, miss?
I'm going round the country interviewing people about various domestic things and...
Oh, yeah, then you're just a miss. I want to talk to
you. Oh, super.
Yes.
I usually find people a little hostile towards me.
Round the country, you say?
Yeah.
Interviewing people?
Yeah.
Have you ever interviewed a man called Peregrine Barrington Smythe?
Barrington Smythe. No. I don't think I have.
And it doesn't surprise me. He probably didn't use that name when you interviewed him.
I know a Peregrine Whittington Jones, and I know an Alistair Wilkinson Smythe. Actually, I know a Nicholas Ponsonby Snoot.
Really? What's your name, by the way?
Angela Fortescue Forbes.
I thought it might be. You must have to use very long envelopes.
Oh, yeah. can we get down to business? I'd just like to ask you a few questions. Firstly, what is your name?
Harry Simpleton Worth.
Are you hyphenated?
No, I am joking.
Oh, yeah. Super. Now, we're researching labor-saving devices. How many do you have?
One.
One?
Yes, Gladys.
No, Mr. Worth. I mean appliances. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes.
What name?
Gladys.
I'll start again. Do you have a machine that washes the crockery?
No.
No dishwasher. Do you have a machine which automatically washes your clothes?
Yes.
Oh, super. What make is it?
I don't know. It's the third machine on the left in the laundry.
No washing machine. Now, what about a mixer?
Now we're back to Gladys again.
No mixer. Electric carving knife?
I haven't even got a gas carving knife.
Super. Electric tin opener?
No. Try microwave oven.
Microwave oven?
No.
How on earth do you manage to survive?
I keep telling you, Gladys.
What about a toaster?
Ah, you've hit the jackpot. I've got five.
Oh, this is terrific. Super. Five toasters.
Yes, you see, Sandra down the road got married. I thought I'd order six placemats and one toaster for a present.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you actually ordered one placemat.
And you got it.
Yeah. Super.
Oh, excuse me, Harry.
Oh, excuse me. It's automatic Gladys.
Good. Well, look, perhaps I can kill two birds with one stone. What labor-saving devices do you have in your home, Gladys?
Just the one. Me husband.
Yeah. I'll let myself out. Ciao.
Ciao. What a funny woman.
Oh, never mind her. Shelley's come back. She's in the lounge and she's crying her eyes out.
Come in, Shelley.
Oh, Harry. What am I going to do?
What's the matter, Shelley? What's gone wrong?
Everything.
Oh, calm down, dear.
I stopped a cab. I asked him to take me to a travel agent. He got me there, helped me out of the cab, and then drove off. I left my handbag on the back seat. I've lost my traveler's checks and everything. Oh, Harry. What am I going to do?
Calm down, Chef. There's always a solution to every problem. We're going to sit down and review the facts calmly, reasonably. First of all, you've been swindled out of all that money by Peregrine. Now you've lost your passport, your travel sticks. So you have no way of buying an air ticket to get you back home. What are we going to do?
I think you're a wonderful person.
Please, Gladys, you mustn't embarrass us.
Oh, you deserve a medal for what you did. Oh, thanks to you, Shelley is now flying back to America. Not only did you give her enough cash to buy her air ticket, but you also gave her the money Peregrine swindled out of her.
But it's only a loan, Gladys. Her father's going to pay me back.
That is beside the point. You're very kind and generous. I shall never, ever call you a fool again.
Ah, that's the man for the James. Come in.
Mr. Worth?
Ah, Constable.
Sergeant.
Sorry.
I've called about this Peregrine fella.
Ah, have you found him?
Well, there's good news and bad news. First, the good news. There is no such person as Peregrine Barrington Smythe.
Ah, now that is good news.
Now for the bad news. There is also no such person as Shelley McGregor.
Wrong, there must be. She was here.
No.
Oh.
Alice Garside was here. Also known as Gerda Braun. Also known as Maria Pacino, and also known as Francoise Dupre. The Yard have been after her for months. One of our lads spotted her in town this afternoon. You've been a very lucky man, Mr. Worth. She's a professional. Thank goodness you didn't part with any money.
Well, we've had the good news and the bad news. Now for the even worse news. I did. But a father is going to reimburse me.
Her father is doing 12 years in Brixton.
In that case, I shall just have to wait. Well, there you are. You remember Gladys saying she never, ever called me a fool again. That lasted about 90 seconds. But you know what they say. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, or put it another way. It never rains before it pours. Oh, yet again, there's one born every minute. And you are looking at him. Bye for now. See you next week.
For the past half hour, you've had 30 Minutes Worth, starring Harry Worth, with Jacqueline Clark, Charles Collingwood, Julie Higginson, and Sandra Dickinson as Shelley. 30 Minutes Worth was written by Vince Powell and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.
And you can hear another 30 Minutes Worth next Tuesday at the same time.